This should be the theme song for the No Tolls movement. Don't Take Me Alive. That's where we're at. 860-522-9842. Let's say good afternoon to Patrick Sasser, who runs, founded, organized, and continues to pour his blood, sweat, and tears into NoTollCT.org. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. How are you?
Are you old enough to remember that band?
You know what? I was working on something else, and I didn't even focus on what you were playing. I apologize.
Oh, no, I mentioned Blood, Sweat, and Tears, so I was just wondering.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So, did you happen to...
I prefer Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it anymore.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
I just wanted to let everybody know that you know how Santa works on his naughty list?
Mm.
Well, we are doing the same, and starting on Monday, we will begin releasing our list of the naughty Democrat senators who have been showing their support towards tolls.
Now, what kind of Democratic senator would do a thing like that?
Believe it or not, we've got quite a few out there, and what we're learning as we've been digging into more and more of the details of these senators, a lot of them did not win by much in their previous elections.
All right, let's just play this sound again of Senator Abrams.
I would be in favor of having truck tolls. I do think that it's hard for me. Sometimes I think that if you called it by any other name, I'm not sure. Tolls just seem to become such a bad thing.
Yeah, tolls became a bad thing because of an education program, I think, didn't they? Are there others like her who are flipping now because they feel safe with the lighter burden that they think they can get away with claiming truck tolls only will offer the people?
Well, I think for a flash in the pan, a lot of them thought briefly, oh, good, this is going to take the pressure off me. I can now just go and support tolling trucks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as the week has gone by now, and now we're rolling into the second week or so that they announced this truck-only toll, businesses are starting to speak out, you know, and we're seeing more talk from the trucking community and, you know, the impact it's going to have on those folks. So I find it hard for these senators to stand there and get these phone calls from their constituents, these companies that are in their districts, and say, hey, this tax that you guys are going to put on us, you know, we're going to pass that along to the consumer. You know, you guys, we're not going to eat those costs. You guys are going to cripple our company. So I find it hard for these senators to really think that this is their option, that this is their easy way out. So I think they're realizing now, maybe this is not as simple as they thought.
You know, one of the nice things about these moments, though, Patrick, is they provide opportunities for clarity. So a little while ago, we had a call from a city councilman in Bridgeport whose name is Alfredo Castillo, and he called in to say that the people of Bridgeport don't want tolls, they can't afford tolls, and that if Ned Lamont pushes tolls through, he better not come to Bridgeport to campaign thinking he's going to get votes there.
That's right. That's right. You know, look, anyone and everyone in this state knows that they're pushing for this truck-only toll. We already know what the end game plan is, and that's to toll cars and trucks. You know, the governor came out months ago saying that the numbers don't add up to toll just trucks. He even said he doesn't think that it's legal to do it. And here he goes, flip-flop Ned has once again gone right back to where he first started and now thinks that this is going to be the solution. But
and by the way, though, Patrick, sorry to interrupt, but at his press conference last week when he was announcing this new plan, same as the old plan, he said we're going to start with truck tolls. He admitted that. And then he said, well, if $7 per toll doesn't bring in enough money, we could go to 10.
Right, and it's jumped up already. You know, in a matter of 24 hours, I think they increased the rate from 7 to 10. So look, the bottom line is they think that they're going to try, you know, the governor anyway, thinks that he's going to do this special session on tolls before the holidays. Now, 24 hours later, it sounds like that's dead in the water. So I still don't know, I don't think anyone knows what the governor is really trying to do here. It seems like a bouncing ball. No one can really track where this thing is going. Obviously, we're staying on top of it. every minute that we can to see what's happening. And we're going to continue fighting this. You know, we don't believe for a second that they will stop at truck tolls only.
Well, that's not even an option.
Right.
I believe that before truck tolls, if they got passed, before they got implemented, they would be changed to car tolls as well. And and they would just have a sob story to go along with it. But you started off by saying that you're going to announce on Monday senators who are flipping, Democrats who have been opposed to tolls but are now caving in.
Well,
how far along is that, and how many people are you talking about?
Yeah, so we have a list of, our target list right now is about 12 to 14 Democrat senators who, based on our information that we've gone back, who have either shown that they have supported a concept of tolls, they voted for tolls to come out of the Transportation Committee.
Oh, okay. This isn't,
for tolls.
This isn't
yeah,
people these, just changing right now. This is
oh,
through.
Oh, no, no.
Hold on one sec, Patrick. We just have to get a traffic and weather in, and then we'll continue the conversation. 860-522-9842. Talking to Pat Sasser from notollct.org. And, so there's a bunch of people who you're highlighting as being Democrat tolls traitors.
Yeah, this is our naughty list. These are the Senate Democrats who have either voted for pushing tolls out of the Transportation Committee and moving that forward, out of the Fiscal or Finance Committee and moving those bills forward, who have come out in the past and said and made comments about, you know, supporting tolls, we need tolls. And also the ones that are very, very vulnerable in their next elections because they don't win by big margins. So they are, you know, they are easy picking for 2020. So we're going to start announcing these senators starting on Monday. We'll probably release three of the names, and maybe Tuesday we'll release three more, and we're going to eventually get our list out there, and these are going to be the targeted senators.
I love it. Your naughty list.
You know, it's the look, we've got to have to make it clear to these folks that we the people dictate what happens in our state. We're, you know, we're tired of this notion that they are in charge, they can do whatever they want, and now we're going to bring the war to their elections next year.
I love it.
You know,
I mean, this is,
haven't listened to us to this point, so we're gonna attack them on election time.
Well, they're not accustomed, as you suggest. They're not accustomed to the people asserting their will, and they resent it because they are accustomed to doing whatever they want.
Right. Right. Well, the governor clearly he can't get this out of his head. He is fixated on putting tolls into Connecticut, and we bombarded him today. His phone line probably rang off the hook because we had people making calls today demanding town hall meetings in their relative towns and cities. He's feeling the pressure. But really, ultimately, it's the senators that now need to feel that pressure. They're the ones that are going to make or break this toll deal, and they need to make sure that they understand that our slogan, and we mean it, vote for tolls, lose at the polls. And that's what we're going to continue to fight for.
I love it. It's a beautiful thing. The people speaking and forcing their representatives to represent them, that's what it's all about. Otherwise, we could just go back to the King George system.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and that's just what makes America great, because we have this opportunity to voice our opinions. The citizens, the voters have a right to, you know, make a difference. And if we're not happy with the way our elected officials are operating, we have that ability to vote them out.
What's going on at the website, notollct.org? What do you want people to do?
So two things mainly on the website right now. We're still collecting petitions. I'm trying to reach, I think we're at 110,000, just over that. I'd love to reach 120,000 and bring another stack to the governor's office. And we're asking folks to make a small donation to help us with this fight. You know, we're up, it's David versus Goliath. You know, we have people that have spent $1 million for pushing for tolls. You know, so we could use a little money to help us continue this fight.
All right. NoTollCT.org. Patrick Sasser, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Todd. Talk to you soon.
All right. Yeah, and touch base next week, too, so we'll help you with this. I love your naughty, not nice list.
Absolutely. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you, sir.